Uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka.
Padmavati is, if I follow correctly, probably the Indian version of Romeo and Juliet. So, if you have the relevant education, you know exactly what I'm talking about, you know the story, and there probably will not be any big surprises. If I follow correctly again, this is about as well known as Romeo and Juliet or Titanic, and basically telling you that the ship sinks at the end should not be a spoiler. Now, I'm still a bit disturbed by the end, the whole idea and of the conclusion is rather unsettling. I'm vague on this because I'm about to recommend a movie to people who actually don't know what's going on in there, and I expect this will preserve the impact that otherwise they'd lose. I've enjoyed the music. It's a bit short on musical numbers, but there are a couple of set pieces that happen to have music and dancing and stuff without actually being what people would think of as a Bollywood musical number. It is not a romantic comedy. It's a tragedy around the love story, which makes it the only Valentine-style movie that was actually out right now, because the next on the list, way down, would have been 50 Shades of Crap. But that's not a movie, that's not romance, so not an option. The villain is extremely delicious. I think the last villain of a similar caliber would be the Sheriff Nottingham in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, by Alan Rickman. That's the league he's playing in. Now, I think Rickman was still a bit better, but that's what I think of when I see this guy. He's enthusiastically delicious. So I think, as far as I could tell, that it's probably a good retelling of the story. Started as an epic poem. I'm sure there's 15 different movie version of it. Probably a couple of TV series and books galore. But this one is worth seeing. And if you have a poor innocent, never seen a Bollywood movie before in his life, you can probably drag him to it. And if they don't mind reading the subtitles, they'll probably enjoy it. Or anyway, be interested. And yeah, I'm betting on enjoying it. So it's a rather enthusiastic recommendation for this movie. Just for splitting hair, because I like doing that. More a without reservation than enthusiastic. I have enjoyed other movies more than that. But there's, well, except of course for the end, which is very unsettling. Except for that, there's, okay, well, anyway, I enjoyed it. I think people should see it. Although I have enjoyed other movies more, and there are other movies I would push to see more, but this one has a solid recommendation.